now on 021-446-0567.
Pilato Bulala joins me on the line now, artist at the Ribola Art Route in Limpopo. Pilato, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Were you out of interest listening to the president yesterday at 8 o'clock when he was addressing the nation?
Yes, I ran out of time. I was a little bit busy.
creating some art, were you?
Yeah, I was cleaning something, but I was supposed to listen.
Yeah. What art do you do, Pilato?
I do metal art, so it's a recycling.
Which means that you take metal waste, I suppose, and repurpose it and create what with it? Sculptures depicting what?
Yeah, I do the sculptures. So the sculptures that talks about things which is happening. I create story out of scrap art.
I have a link to some of the work, and some of the visuals are just absolutely extraordinary. Where do you draw your inspiration from, Pilato?
It's just about imagination. So when I collect the scrap, I don't draw down or plan. I first collect the scrap and put together. So, and then I plan what I must do. Sometimes I first go at my brother's house, because where I live at my place, I don't have electricity. So sometimes I go to my brother's house where I work, and just for planning the whole day. Then the following day, I go with the machine and start connecting and make the sculpture.
Out of interest, Pilato, did you, I suppose, wake up one day and realize I have an ability to imagine things with waste material that happens to be metal and want to create them in a different way? Or were you lucky enough, I don't know, at a school that you went to have been taught art that then allowed you to learn the skill?
Yes, but doing art, I never learned it anyway. So it was from my dream. When I was still young, I used to make my own toys, because my mother was not having enough money to buy toys for me. So I was used to make my own toys. Then when I grew up at school, I was attending the competition of art and culture. So I decided to make my shop, my artwork shop at my place. So I got the chief and asked a place. So the chief gave me a piece of land where I can work. So now I'm working at my shop.
Let's talk about the art route, Pilato. What sort of other artists are featured as part of this art route when I come to Limpopo?
The Ribola Art Route is where there's a lot of artists. We are not far to each other. So when the guests come, there's people from different countries. They will be visiting us. So when they come, they go to other person and to other artists and to me and to pottery, because we are not far to each other. So some they are doing, we are doing different types of art. I'm doing metal art, some they are doing wood carving, and there's also pottery. So Ribola Art Road started in 2005. So in 1995, and we started again in 2013. So myself, I'm a young artist. I started doing art in 2010.
And ever since the art route was created, the Ribola Art Route was created, I suppose it made a difference to you as an artist, right? And all the other artists who are part of the art route, to have this route really designed for visitors to Limpopo to go, you know, here's Pilato who works with art, here's another gentleman who works with ceramics, here's another lady who works with beads, and so forth and so forth, and it's all concentrated around a similar route. That has made a difference, has it not?
Yes. So we also have the map that shows the artist, so that when the guests come, you can't get lost. Everyone has the map, the same map. So if someone come to me, I give them a map so that they can see where they must go to other artists. So it's helping the guests very well.
And how is the lockdown affecting you, Pilato? I imagine this year you saw a lot fewer international visitors come to your shop than you would have the year before and the year before, right?
Yeah, it was very tough because I was attending people, they were coming to my gallery, so it was difficult for them to come again because they are afraid of the virus. So what I was doing, I was making sculptures and post on social media. So it helped me a lot because I created a lot of sculptures that talks about coronavirus. So I sold a lot of sculptures through social media. Because when they buy on social media and then they pay me, then I take it to send it using via Postnet. Then I send to Cape Town, Joburg, and around South Africa. Then I send it, put in the box, and then I show them track number, and then they pay me. So it was a good way to sell on social media.
And I imagine, Pilato, you'll continue trying to sell that way up until we can see the buses of people coming back to the Rebola art route.
Yes. I also have a lot of orders. People, they make order, and because they know me, and so they don't mind to say, Pilato, I need these sculptures, this animal, can you pay it for me? And then they pay it before I make it. So, yeah, I have to work a lot.
I'm looking at your image of mother and child, which one can go to ribolaartroot.com to go and view. Absolutely beautiful. And I'm glad that you're able to continue making some sales through social media as well as online platforms. Pilato, thank you very much for waking up early this Tuesday morning and chatting to us. Pilato Bulala is an artist who is part of the group of artists who formed the Rebola Art Route in Limpopo. If you are not able to get into your car and make your way to Limpopo to go and visit the art route and enjoy the artists, you can go to their website, ribolaartroot.com, one word, and you'll be able to see the incredible work that is shown by the variety of artists that work. Some of them are working with wood. Some of them are working with ceramics. There's some beadwork I see on the list, and a wonderful story being told on how this brave new world that we all find ourselves in is forcing a different way, obviously, of appreciating local art. Please support the artists at the RebolaArtRoute.com. That's a website you can go to. It's 4:56.